Ella said on the tweet again, and then I still think a lot of this goes back to this go way back to the draft, and that's fine.
So I've changed my opinion on some players before, so it's not to say you do this, but I had asked what I thought was a very simple question during the game. It was making me think about this as it relates to the untouchable players too. And the very simple question was, what would you say the one or two things are that Nick Bolton does at an elite level? This somehow got 100 responses or so. So I'm just asking the question about what it is, because here's the problem I'm having with Nick Bolton and the structure of their defense. Their entire defensive success and structure surrounds him. And when I ask myself that question, genuinely, what is the thing he does at an elite level? I don't think I have an answer other than maybe tackling. And like in that game, it didn't feel that way because he was missing many of them.
Yeah. I don't know if
he doesn't cover well. I don't think he's the outside well. I don't think he's, communicate. He might be but I can't see that. So like that makes it very difficult. I think he's got more flaws, way more flaws than he has top end game. And I'm just running into a problem where can you run your entire defense through a player that I know Spags loves, and I do trust Spags, so like I'm kind of torn in a world, but like I don't see him do very many things at an elite level.
Yeah, look, there are certainly weaknesses, no question. We had this discussion back when they were thinking about the contract. We had this back at the draft, and you and I have always, he's been a player where you and I have always just differed on for the last four.
Like I wouldn't have given him the last contract. Yeah, we talked about it. I didn't think the price was bad.
You and I have just differed on Nick Bolton for the last four plus years, of his NFL career, going back to draft night. And I think it's very clear positionally and with the contract that they gave out, that's a position you just wouldn't have given the money to. Fine. Right. Like that's, we just differ. I think Nick Bolton, to answer your question, though, that you posed directly on Twitter, what does he do at a high level?
Yeah.
I think in run stuffing, run downs, I do think he is very, very good at that. I also think the entire defense, now you can say this is a flaw, but like this is not his fault that Spags believes this. Spags views him basically as his assistant coach on the field, making sure the whole thing works. Where is he weak? We all know it. It's obvious. In coverage, it's a liability. When teams get that mismatch, they're going to take advantage of it every single time. He is a flawed football player. I don't think it's fair to suggest that he doesn't have high-level traits at the two things that I brought up. But a lot of this is people don't want to pay a middle linebacker that's, that position, that kind of money. That's fine.
Especially like because like that's the issue. There is like a value part of it. And look, we've talked about the issue of the Pro Football Focus and all the other stuff. So they're no end-all be-all.
His
they
role,
rank him 28th
amongst
88 qualified linebackers at his position. He's ninth in the NFL currently in tackles. So, and tackle grade, according to Pro Football Focus. So they even him up at the same one way or the other. But it's like, he doesn't force fumbles. He doesn't get turnovers. He's not great in coverage. I feel like he just gets beat to the edge all the time. So I think he's good in run stopping if it's between the tackles. But I don't think that we pretend like he's not good at run stopping when things go out to the edge and to the outside. So it's like, I feel like he's only elite at one part of stopping the run, not both parts. I think his highest trait is probably the one you mentioned. Spags needs, I think in his opinion, and maybe that's true because he's run good defenses.
I think every...
He needs a player who will do all the things he talks about in the meeting room all week and do them in the 17 seconds before someone snaps the ball in front of him. Yeah. Remember that thing we learned? Got it? Okay. Break.
You obviously wouldn't have paid him, and that's fine. I think any other defensive coordinator in football would love to have a player like that on their defense. Now, that doesn't mean that you would give the extension, but I think
that's a value.
He has been a player, and this is not you. I think in general, because I saw the comments that people posted to you. I think Nick Bolton, and that's what I'm getting at. Like, he has been just like on the reverse end, like, there in any city, in any fan base, there are certain players or coaches that become the very easy low-hanging fruit target. It doesn't mean that everything they say about the player or coach is incorrect. I'm not saying that. But I think he's a very easy target for fans. I think Matt Nagy's a very easy target for fans on the offensive coaching side of things. These are the two players that people grab when things aren't going well and they want to, frankly, bitch. We all do. Those are the two individuals that people go to first. I think Nick Bolton has been overly criticized throughout his NFL career, frankly, for a guy that was so crucial in the first Super Bowl against the Eagles and helped them win. He was potentially in line for an MVP.
He had a great game.
He had a great game. So I'm not saying he's the best linebacker that we've ever seen. Of course not. Of course not.
You're saying he's a solid NFL
player. I think people act like he stinks, and I know you're not, but he doesn't stink. he's a high-level middle linebacker that has limitations, no doubt.
Yeah, I think that's really what it comes down to. I'm not even saying – I wouldn't have paid him – I thought at the time we talked about the contract, I thought the number was reasonable for him. So, like, I wasn't mad that they had given Nick Bolton the contract because the number was reasonable, so it made some sense. My issue with him, and this just probably goes back to the entirety of the defense, they don't have elite playmakers on defense. They just don't. Chris Jones is it. Trent McDuffie at times.
By playmakers, you mean forcing turnovers, getting sacks, well, sort I of mean, stuff?
Turnovers, sure.
Ball
but
Hawks.
Like, but I mean like a guy that you spend 60 minutes watching, you're like, damn, that dude was everywhere. He is a problem today. He is an issue
McDuffie
for
shuts
everyone.
Down. I mean, McDuffie shuts down.
I said McDuffie,
McDuffie times.
McDuffie lands in that category, and sometimes it's hard with him because the position. When he is having that kind of game, nobody throws the ball at him, right? So McDuffie shutting someone down, we don't talk about him all game. It's a little bit different, admittedly. And I said McDuffie.
Yeah.
But, like, I need a couple more dudes who can take over a football game. And most of the things we talk about with Nick Bolton are like, he's great at doing all the dirty work. He's great at doing all the little things. And he's very...
You got to have players like that too, man.
True. Absolutely true. But they can't be the pillar of your defense, I guess, is maybe my issue. Is that they're going to need a new... Chris Jones not going to be the pillar anymore at some point.
Agree.
And they better have somebody that's not Nick Bolton.
Yeah, and I don't think that player is maybe not even in the NFL right now. Like, that
high school kid?
The draft. I mean,
in college?
Yeah. Or yeah, this year's draft or the next one.
I wonder where they're going to take a linebacker this year. Where do you think that ranks amongst their needs? Tranquil's still under contract for next year, right?
Yeah, but that's he's a cut candidate, and I like Drew Tranquil quite a bit as well.
Where would you want them to get taken at, though?
What's that?
Where do you want a linebacker taken?
Linebacker,
not any higher than third round. Not any higher than third round.
I mean, they took Bosa in the fourth round, I think, and they don't even play him. So
well, he might be playing next year. Because
but there's no room to play him, kind of like Royals. I give Bosa the weird like redshirt pass. In the
who
sense
do you want
that,
him playing over right now?
Yeah, like I'm not confident enough he would play better than Drew Tranquil, and I think Drew Tranquil's had a down year from the previous year. But like, there's no part of me versus Breshard Smith. I could talk myself and him playing better than what they've gotten at running back. That's a really low
part
bar.
Of me thinks that safety is the thing that you're in terms of the guy that's all over.
Maybe.
I think. A safety who can fly around all over the place, Kyle Hamilton-ish sort of player. And depending on where the Chiefs go and how the quarterback stuff, I mean, Caleb Downs is in the conversation potentially to slip outside of the top 10. I don't know if that's a guy you'd be interested in, but if you want a guy that can do everything.
Scares me to take a safety.
I know, but if you want somebody, but just a playmaker, Caleb Downs is that guy.
If you can guarantee me he's Kyle Hamilton, I guess I'd sign up. Same thing applies. You know.
Or who's the guy that the Broncos brought in that was obviously very, very good signing for them? Tufanga? What's his name?
I know what I'm talking about.
Yeah, why am I forgetting his first name? Anyway, we all know who I'm talking about, I think. He of course, was a free agent acquisition. I agree with you that defensively, safety-wise, you know, let's call it like it is. Now, some of it was playing time, but you heard Spags' comments last week. It was pretty telling. He basically said Jaden Hicks been making way too many mistakes. Now, maybe it's in practice and we're not seeing it a ton on the field.
Yeah, he's not on the field enough to know if
everybody was expecting
there.
A big jump from Jaden Hicks. He just didn't take it this year.
Yeah.
You know?
And that was a big problem because this was the first time, and I know we mentioned this in the offseason, this is the first time in his career they did not go after a veteran safety to make sure that they were squared away there. They'd done Justin Reed, and then before that, they had done Tyrann Mathieu. They were obviously counting on Connor and Cook and Jaden Hicks taking a developmental leap that just didn't get him there. I don't know. Some of that is just they do, and we talked about this before they got eliminated from the playoffs about a month ago. They do need a couple of dogs on deep. They need high motor, high intensity fly around guys.
Yeah, it's a new
at any position. I don't, you know, like safety seems like the one you visualize, but linebackers can do that too.